Hacking the Hackers. Since 2014, members of a prolific Iranian hacking group have hit both private and state targets. Now they're getting a taste of their own medicine. Andy Greenberg is a reporter with Wired. Tell us what we know about this Iranian hacker group, Oil Rig, also known as APT-34.
Well, Oil Rig is really one of the most active cyber espionage hacking groups in the world. They seem to be working on behalf of the Iranian government, and their targets have included the oil industry and other parts of the private sector, everywhere from Qatar to Israel, and many of these governments as well. Some of the infrastructure of the hackers seems to have been based in Iran in earlier years, and now we can kind of tie together this whole set of intrusions by code similarities between all of these attacks. So it looks like it's all one group.
Yeah, and then onto the scene arrives this mysterious other group. What have they said about exposing Oil Rig secrets?
Just last month, this group appeared in a public channel on the messaging service Telegram. They call themselves Lab Dukhtegan, which I think translates from Farsi to those who have their lips sewn shut. And they are spilling the secrets of this group. They really seem to have either hacked the hackers, or they may be composed of an insider from the group and is doing this to disrupt their operations, embarrass them, even put them in danger.
So what kind of messages have you been seeing in the public Telegram channel for Lab Dukhtegan?
Well, this group has posted lots of sort of rhetorical messages alluding to the corruption and the damage done to Iranian society by its Ministry of Intelligence. But it also has really got the goods. They have posted all of the hacking tools of this group. I mean, these are tools used to maintain a connection inside of a hacking victim, for instance. Even more dramatically, they're posting photos and identities, social media screenshots of the Iranians that are allegedly within this group.
Is it too early, Andy, to try and understand what their motivations are?
There is an apparent motivation, which is some sort of righteous Iranian insider who is calling out, you know, what they say is the corruption of this intelligence agency from within. But all of the comments that I'm getting on my story about this and on Twitter points out that they don't actually seem to be native Farsi speakers. They certainly want to look like they're Iranians. Instead, this appears to be some other nationality pretending to be Iranian. Then there's also the possibility that this is an external intelligence agency. It may be a message to Oil Rig that they've stepped across too many lines, that they're simply too aggressive.
You've drawn comparisons between this group, Lab Dukhtegan, and the Shadow Brokers hack of the NSA. Explain that. Remind us what that was about.
Well, the Shadow Brokers is this remarkable and still entirely unsolved mystery that unfolded starting in the summer of 2016. These mysterious hackers, who call themselves the Shadow Brokers, started leaking the hacking tools of the NSA, which is such a remarkable event because we had never seen anything like this collection of tools. This was probably a more significant leak from the NSA than even Edward Snowden's leaks.
Wow.
This group of hackers would just appear periodically to taunt the NSA, publish more of their tools, occasionally even out former NSA hackers. It's very similar to what's happening here, and it kind of seems like this Shadow Brokers technique is being used to disrupt and embarrass and stymie another state-sponsored hacking group. You could come up with a theory that perhaps Lab Dukhtegan is NSA and that they're doing to the Iranians what was done to them, but you know, there's really no evidence of that yet, and it doesn't honestly strike me as the kind of thing the NSA does. The NSA is usually a lot quieter.
So how big a blow is Lab Dukhtegan to Oil Rig, and what does this tell us about Iranian state hacking?
I think it's a setback. All of their tools are essentially burned. Now we have them all identified. If they're used again, it's very clear who used them, and they're easier to detect. So they probably have to start over and develop a lot of their tools again. But it's not that hard to rebuild tools that are not as recognizable. So it's a message sent to this group, and it certainly will cost them something. But I think we'll see them just as active in a few months or a year.
Andy Greenberg with Wired Magazine. Thanks very much for your time, Andy.
Thank you, Marco.